Okay, this is another interview from for Oregon State University, and today I'm interviewing. What's your first and last name? Okay, cool. Now this is gonna be a kind of different type of interview. It's gonna be a lot of freestyling, but I got in mind how I wanna conceptually wrap this up. We're gonna be speaking for briefly 45 minutes or so. But really it's just more for them to get a understanding of your linguistics, just the linguistics department. So I wanna I guess understand how you say your words and all that different type of stuff. So, you know, just relax, be you, be normal. We're just gonna continue our conversation. Boy. And I'll just keep you posted with the check times. But yeah, tell me your name. How old are you?
I'm 40 years old.
And I need, like, you know, I know that's not a long, drawn out type answers, but give me a couple of those when it
calls for it. I mean, you know how it go. I mean, like, for one thing, I mean, like, my birth name in particular, I don't really like using it that much, you know what I'm saying? I like to use my other titles, well, not really other titles, but other personifications, how I see myself, you know? But I know your birth name is attached to the universe. Like, that's the first label that you get when you come into this life. So I'm not ashamed of my name neither. It's just what people do with people's names nowadays, from identity theft to, I know cats that have been stopped and used other people's names, and, you know, situations that they put themselves in where they can't, or they don't have enough courage to just take a L, you know what I'm saying? So they'll put your name, because they know you real good. They'll say, oh, my name is so-and-so. You know, they get them to skate. I know people who've been caught up like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, identity theft, all that stuff. So I just try not to use my birth name, but I know that's the most, I can't change that about myself. You can change your name legally, and it still won't matter because, yeah, you've changed your fate somewhat, but your birthright name, that wasn't given to you by mistake. That was given to you on purpose. Because when you enter this system, you got karmic laws that you have to play out. Because the system is broken. The system is trying to take a whole thing, which is you, the true you, and break you down. So it's like, if I tell you, you got to come in my crib, for example, it's like, before you come in here, you got to carry those bags outside. Then you got to carry my bags. Then you got to go through the bags and sort all my clothes out for me. Then you got to wash them. Then you got to go buy me some new clothes when I don't like, if I don't like a couple of pieces, then you got to go. Like, it's all these strings attached to it when you enter the system, and some people come with less because they know the system a little better. So they say, you ain't going to put that on me. But the system is like, you know, the system is a fractalization. It's like a body. Like, I used to hear people say, a body is a temple. Nah, a body is a prison. You have to make it a temple. All these millions and trillions and billions of cells in your body, that's a lot to keep track of. And once they start getting infected, then you got, like, this battle going on with inside of you. You know what I'm saying? If your body was really perfected, you shouldn't be getting sick, period. You know what I'm saying? But because you get sick and because your mind does things to you as a program to keep you, like, you always playing chess. So if you ain't, the true you ain't really the one that's in control, that mind to keep checking you all the time. Like,
oh, damn. Man.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not really in sync with shit. It's part of the system, too. I don't know. I know I'm just going on and on, but, like, this all started from you just asking me about my name. You know what I'm saying?
Name and age, bro. I'm a man,
Word.
Nah, that's cool though. That's cool. I think we're definitely going on. We already on 5 minutes. We are through that.
Word.
Hey, so how do you feel about turning 40?
I mean, I don't really look at time as age. I feel like I was born in the same moment that I'm in right now. I mean, unless we freeze time. Unless we freeze time, you cannot say the day changed. The day is continuous. There is no breaks in day. Our mind tricks us to thinking we going to sleep and we waking up. No, you sleep in two cycles. This is the part of the dream you can control. And the one when you so-called fall asleep, that's when you're actually awake. You can't control your body because your body is made as a suit to play around in this system. When the true you come out, it's like that first person on Call of Duty or something. Like, you don't see your arms and your legs and all of that. Like, I think we was touching on this before. You don't see all of that. You only see a point of awareness. And when you so-called wake up, you literally sleeve your body on and zip up a zipper and come out here and start playing.
That shit cool as fuck.
Yeah, man. For real. On some realness. You know what I'm saying? And the body is so sensitive to this system. That's why it's got nerves and pain and this and this. It's just like keeping the ship with all the pressure right and keeping the compression chamber so there ain't no air seeping out and all of that. It's a spaceship.
It's a spaceship.
And you got to constantly, but it's not just a spaceship. It's everything concentrated into this. Like you got stars, planets, empty space, dark space, all of this is smashed into your body and it's just exploded. Like, this is just the bowels of another big body. And we the bacteria in that body.
Kind of like how we talking about the cells, is somebody talking about us like that.
Being the cells. An upside down pyramid magnifying glass, just like we look at ants and shit. And their world, it's a lot of them. Excuse my French. It's a lot of them. But in their world, this looks like just this yard looks like a whole planet to them. You know what I'm saying? But to us, we just looking at them like...
Oh, my gosh, that probably look like the coolest shit, too. Like, being deprived of that for so many years and then being able to see that shit.
And then it's just like us. We in an aquarium. Somebody's looking at us in a round fish tank, or I believe a square one. A flat square one with two holes in it, like two records on top of each other.
Hold on, time out.
That's that flat
Earth. So do you feel like the equivalent of us, like, jumping out of a fish tank, we would just be flapping on the ground of the floor of the fish tank or some shit?
No, when you get out the fish tank, you truly free. You trying to get out of the fish tank. All of this
I'm saying that the goldfish or whatever is truly free when they're out of
the fish tank.
The fish tank. But if they're in the real world and they're just or if they're in the, you know, world for that example and they just flopping around, what is it, just gonna die? Or they just gonna, nothing's gonna happen?
Well, not in the literal sense. When we're looking at it like this, if you was in the fish tank inside of the ocean, and somebody dropped you to the ocean floor, and you see all these other fish just passing you up, and you in this tank. You can't get but so far, and you notice, and everybody's going a lot further than you are.
Oh, yeah.
Once you get out, you're truly free.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Ooh, okay.
But the analogy wasn't a great analogy, because somebody will say, a cynic will say, well, that don't make no sense. If you're in the ocean, of course you're going to want the freedom because you see the other fish moving around.
Oh, okay.
But the jump outside of the fish tank, what I'm saying, like we saying the system is broken. Basically, the system is okay, but the system's been hacked by a virus. Mm-hmm. A virus is in here changing the software, doing stuff that it ain't supposed to be doing to us. So when you have these heavy influences, destructive influences on you, like with your mind and your thoughts and your emotions, it's because something's playing that up that way. That ain't truly you. The true you is a baby that knows how to enjoy themselves in the moment, don't need no friends, don't need no toys, just could play and just be happy. Get along with everything. Love all animals. You might have a little fear of something. Some things might scare you because you got this internal defense. When something is aggressive like a dog or something, it might scare, you know, but it's still being taught by grown-ups to put that fear in you. Because there's so some
really
kids that...
you feel like it's the inner thing...
You're that, already complete.
...that change you or yeah. makes you more or whatever than the outer,
it's
I guess, thing.
I mean...
But the outer circumstance do play a big part in it, you know, of course. But truly, you know, if it was... You know, just focus on that. It'll be no problem.
The biggest punishment I've learned is losing control of your emotions.
Okay.
It's not just losing control of your emotions. You're putting destructive out in the world. It's like a whole slew of stuff happens.
Oh, yeah?
When you speak in a bad way, you're cursing somebody. Those are true curses. Mm-hmm. Like, spells are made out of just words. Like, you could put, you see a magician put a spell on somebody, and they'll just use words. They don't need to use a wand or no canteen, no potion. They could just say something to somebody, and they'd be in a trance.
Yeah.
So words are powerful. That's one thing. Then if you say real hateful stuff, it turns some of it, it turns concern into these mortal, soulless thoughts.
Okay.
That are basically air parasites, and they turn into insects and all this other stuff that we see. So, like, you see an insect you ain't never seen before, and it's got this long stinger on and all this other. Those are manifestations of our thoughts that are rogue. Some of them take shape and want to whisper in your ear destructive stuff to you all the time.
Damn.
You know, and then, like, say something as innocent you might think as being indecisive. Like saying, baby, where you want to go eat? Let's go eat at Burger King. Nah, let's eat at Red Lobster. Nah, let's go to Burger King. Nah, let's eat. When you do that, you destroy your gallbladder.
I remember you saying that, and I try not to be indecisive.
Indecisive frustration attacks your pancreas. Frustration attacks your pancreas. Mm-hmm. Anger attacks your liver. Mm-hmm. Worry attacks your stomach.
Okay.
Sadness attacks your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety attacks your heart. Depression attacks your spine, and everything from a lot of people, everybody say there's no cure for fibromyalgia, whatever. Fibromyalgia is caused by depression.
Mm.
Depression puts such an overload on your circuits in your body that they basically look like a bunch of overloaded circuits. And then you start feeling pain everywhere. It gets rogue because you then depress yourself so much that your body can't take it. Like, you press me down, and now I'm short-circuiting. It's like putting a robot inside of a vise and turning it.
Oh,
you're going to
yeah.
start seeing sparks and them exploding and shit after a while because it's too much pressure. And he's putting that on himself, an internal vise. I'm trying to give you a visualization of a vice squeezing somebody in the factory.
Oh, my gosh.
But imagine an internal one that's around your brain. And your brain is attached to your spine. And your brain tells your body what to do. And your spine controls everything else. Once that stuff starts to dry up and get crippled and stiff and all that, and you get pain and all, your whole body goes to crap. And ain't no doctor gonna tell you depression causes fibromyalgia, but I'm telling you, it does.
Hmm.
And depression is caused by inflammation. Your body's got inflammation somewhere, and it's keeping the circulation from getting to your brain, so your brain is making destructive chemicals instead of good ones.
No, that's kind of reminding me of... I seen a movie the other day. Dang, I can't even remember the name of it. But it's in theaters right now. And they're on the plane. I mean, they're on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two of them woke up before the time they were supposed to get to the planet. And it's like 6,000 years in the future.
What? What is this called? This is a movie about to come out on silver screen?
Yeah, it's already out right
now. It's already out?
I want to say something like The Blavity or something, but it might not be that. It might be something else.
It's okay.
I'm actually looking it up right now. But it's pretty cool. Like, I like the graphics or whatever. But yeah, they I guess they found another Earth with the same type of atmosphere as ours.
Right. Right.
So they was going to go there, you know, colonize it, do what they do or whatever. But they had, like, I guess 6,000 of some of the brightest people on Earth. And they was going to send them off, you know, to do, you know, whatever. And it's going to take 6,000 years for the next set of people to come there.
You know that cryogenics, they just perfected it. Mm. They said they can send human bodies into space as of today and put them in a cryo sleep state, like frozen.
Oh, my gosh. For just somebody to pick that shit up?
And they could go like 1,000 years on a ship and wake up and still age just a little bit because they basically frozen at the right temperature that the cells don't crystallize and kill themselves, because that's how you die. When you starting to freeze, your body's systems will slow way down. And some people be frozen all the way solid, mm-hmm. and then thaw out and be perfectly fine. So there's stories like that. I've seen a lady trapped up under the ice.
What do you think your cells is doing when it's completely cold like that?
See, one or two things can happen. It slows the heart rate down so slow that you're basically suspended in time. Or something happens where the cells crystallize, and once they start to turn into crystals, they bust through the cell walls. And you basically bleed to death and ooze out all your cell matter into your body because it's crystallizing you in an artificial way. So your body's supposed to be crystal.
Yeah.
You know, your phone and your TV, all that's liquid crystal display, LCD. That's what your body is.
Oh, for real?
Liquid crystal. What happens to water when you freeze it?
I guess it look, you know, crystal, I guess.
Yeah, what happens to rock candy or when you put sugar and water together and you hang a string from it? It turns into crystals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It crystallizes. Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Your body is the same thing. It's made of water and all of that. Mm-hmm. And when you freeze it, water turns into crystal.
Oh, man.
But there's a way of tuning up water where you raise the vibrational frequency of water and it turns into quartz instead of rock candy. Or it turns into rose quartz or calcite or mold, you know, something that you have to mine out of a cave and be like, yo, water, help make this limestone. Like, been dripping for 1,000 years and now I made these huge stalactites that's in this cave. Water is some amazing shit, but it could get polluted. Crystals don't really, they can't get polluted. They absorb energy off of shit. And yeah, they can overload, but all you gotta do is put them in the sun or under a full moon and they fully recharge. You can't do that with water. I could pour sludge in that shit right now and fucking put that shit in the sun and the moon and it's still gonna be sludge in that shit in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
It gotta be pure.
It's hard to keep water pure because we in such a fucking riddled virus environment. The virus wants to keep shit polluted. It wants you to think crazy. It wants to put all this on you so you could keep feeding it. Because see, the thing that is the reason why this virus is here, because it needs to feed. And the only way you can feed on something is by making it scared.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you can't, like, if some vampires came in here right now, if you just riddled with fear, you're going to get bit.
Okay.
But if you standing there waiting with a steak and some holy water and a super soaker gun and some garlic and shit,
yeah,
you're ready for whatever.
What if you just standing there and you're not with all that shit?
See, sometimes you could go to another place, like, you know, that's the one-dimensional way of defending yourself. But then you might turn something on inside of you because you different.
Yeah.
And be able to fight the vampires head up.
Yeah.
You know, but that is, it's all about keeping this defense up all the time. Like, it ain't true peace here because the system's been hacked. Whatever jumped in here, 3500 B.C., really messed everything up, man.
That's the real thing of everything. Oh, the thing with the ship, though, they built it to be an indestructible ship. But I guess somewhere in their calculations, they didn't plan for a big-ass meteorite to just come slap that shit.
Wow.
Slapped the fuck out that bitch, but it destroyed. So that shit's still rolling around pretty much impenetrable or whatever, but shit malfunctioning now. 6,000 people still sleep, you know. Ain't nobody gonna survive being on that ship for 6,000 years just to make it to that other planet. You can't turn back around. It's gonna take you like 300 years to get back home and shit like that. Or you was probably like halfway out or some shit.
Right.
Over with for your ass. So they going around throughout the ship after they realized, because they didn't realize till much later on that the ship was actually fucked up. That's the reason it was out in the first place.
Right.
And then they actually had to fix the ship, or at least try to.
Well, see, the sleep state is not to keep, it's just to keep your body in a state of unconsciousness.
Yeah.
When you ain't on no planet, there's no time. That's why there's no such thing as time. If you was in the spaceship right now, how would you keep track of the time? If you away from our sun and you away from my earth, how would you be able to keep track of time?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's impossible.
It's impossible because there's no way.
You don't have nowhere to start either.
This is a program for you to count how many times the sun and the moon go up to make you age. If you could tune that shit out and know you timeless, you can list, your body will last longer than, just as long as the earth itself, because you made it the earth and you made it space stuff. Like, it don't make sense that we dying in 100 years or a lot, life expectancy at least lesser than that. It's because of the emotions. The emotions sink so deep into your organs. If you don't know how to get them out, they stay in there. And the only thing I've noticed that get them out is those frequencies. Like, you can take anger out immediately. You can take somebody having a gallbladder attack and let them listen to an indecisive binaural beat, and their gallbladder will miraculously loosen up. Like, I've experienced all that. Hernias and just listening to solar plexus healing and, you know, opening your root up. A lot of people's roots are closed. All of this is, you know, the things that people, like, for example, the police brutality.
Okay.
Or the police shootings. Mm-hmm. If a lot more people was putting crystals and stuff in their car, you know, they have might have a quartz crystal here and some charcoal pyrite on the floor, smudging their car with white sage and stuff like that. Yeah. You'll have a less lot run-ins than just jumping out here scared every time you see a cop. I mean, it's the whole fear factor thing that makes you feel like the prey all the time. If you stop feeling like prey, then you'll stop being hunted.
Dang. Instantly, right there.
I mean, I know some hard dudes, and as soon as the cops come around, they'll be like, don't look to the side. Don't look over your shoulder. Your seatbelt on and all this. And it's just like, dog, just be, I mean, you're not a criminal. You out here, you just enjoying your vehicle. You know what I'm saying? And even like I told you, my experience. Mm-hmm. Everything will be okay when it's supposed to be okay. Sure. When you know it's going to be okay, it's going to be all right.
That's how I be trying to go in the situation.
Because most of the motherfuckers I'm around don't, excuse me, most of the people I'm around don't live their life like that.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's good. You keep in good company.
Yeah, man, I've always been around a lot of humble, good people like yourself, man.
So where are you from?
From Connecticut.
Connecticut. How long have you been living in Atlanta?
Since
1988. Okay.
October 22nd, 1988.
So you really pretty much, even though Atlanta, I guess, been a forefront type city, but you've definitely seen Atlanta on the rise, though.
Yeah, I remember.
90s to 2000s.
Yeah, man. I've seen change dramatically.
Wow.
I mean, before, when Freaknik and the AU and all of that was popping, Different World and all of those shows was on television, like, Atlanta was on the uprise then. Like, I was really enjoying the city at around those times, around the first Freaknik's and all of that. Not like I was, You know, I didn't know what Freaknik was. I just happened to go downtown. Actually, I was going to buy some sneakers from Walters, and I got on the train.
Legendary.
And I was at Dorville Station, and when we got to Chamblee, the train kept going. There was a whole bunch of people on the docks, and I'm like, what's going on? They didn't stop the train all the way until we got to Lenox.
Yeah.
So I get off at Lenox, and there's a bunch of people on the train waiting for the train to transfer. I go to get to Five Points, and when I walked outside, it was just oceans of people. Like, I've never seen that many people in my life. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And they was like, Freaknik. Like, what the heck is a Freaknik? Man. And I mean, that was, it was aggravating to me because, you know, the traffic was just stupid.
The traffic was stupid.
And the way they treated those students was just ridiculous. Like, there was venues and things for them to do, and the cops was just like some police state, like blocking off exits and forcing people to stay on the highway. That's ridiculousness. Let people go where they want to go. You know what I'm saying? If you, that's making the city money, and they're enjoying your city. And that's what cities want. They want that tourist money. Like when them kids used to come 100,000 strong, 150,000 strong, man. They talked about the trash and all that, but they never talked about how many millions of dollars they made in that weekend.
They don't talk about, we need to bring up the projections. It's been petitions to bring Freaknik back, but I think it's over with. I think.
Nah, that was that's a closed chapter. That's an old era from a great decade, the 90s.
It's an old era from a great decade.
I mean,
they brought
it really
back
is.
Everything else from the 90s.
Yeah, man. It's like right now, I'm just still living out a poor rendition of the 90s.
Ooh.
Like, dudes is coming back with boxes and high rights and dyeing their hair tips and all of that. Like, I seen that when I was young. You're not going to see no dude out here with no afro, no butterfly collar, no bell bottoms. You really ain't going to see no dude in no flyaway break jacket and some tight Levi's. And you're not going to see that. You're going to see a nigga dressed like a 90s dude or a 2017 dude, which is like, I don't know. I just can't.
Nah, you definitely right about that. You definitely right about that. Yeah. Do you think it's going to come a time where they go to the bell bottom?
I hope not. I hope I'm not around for it.
You hope you're not around for that. That would be worse than what they're wearing now?
Yes. I seen my pops in some of them, and I was dying. I was like, yo, those joints are skin tight and they flare out like right past your shin.
Did you ever rock the Jerry curl?
Never had a, no chemical in my
no
hair.
No chemical whatsoever.
Never.
No, man. I
never
mean,
had
if
a
you
relaxer.
Did, bro,
I never
even
had a perm.
I wouldn't blame you, though. I wouldn't blame you.
No, I don't need that. I mean, as long as you groom your hair, your hair will turn a certain way. You can have some of the most brittle hair.
Okay.
And if you get a good hard boar brush, some water, and some grease, and train your hair, then your hair will, like, most of the cats that came that were in America, a lot of people think the Native Americans are red people. Them dudes came from the wilderness, and they learned from the natives that were here from the Moorish societies and different, because it was all tropical at one point in time, but them dudes used bear grease. Okay. They would kill a bear and melt the fat of the bear, and when you put it in your hair, it'd make it bone straight, like it'd give it that so-called Indian hair look. And they brush it, and they kept maintaining it, and then after a while, the grades of the hair will change.
Nah, it's gotta be on Google. It's gotta be on Google. I'm not going for that.
I ain't gotta tell you no lies, dog.
I'm fact-checking now, man. Indian grease.
Bear grease.
Indian bear grease.
Yeah. Google Native American bear grease.
Native American bear grease. No, definitely. What's some of your favorite music, though? Is there any from this generation?
No, I don't really listen to nothing too much. I kind of like The Weeknd.
Okay.
I like like that old Jealous by, what's the little white dude's name? That was all right. That's a little old now. I really don't know the artists' names. I don't follow music like I used to, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of the music I listen to is like 80s soft rock or like 70s disco. I like some 60s stuff.
Okay.
I don't like gospel at all. Okay. I don't like not band music. What is it? Funk. I don't like funk at all.
Okay, that's cool.
Everybody yeah, I kind of like jazz.
Okay, I'm rocking with some jazz right now, man.
Yeah, I like merengue music. I like salsa music. I like a little bit of alternative music. I love house music.
Okay, house music.
Yeah, dance hall reggae. I mean, I basically listen to anything if it's got a catchy, you know, rhythm to it that could make me feel like I could move to it, then I'll probably feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I need to let you hear some new beats, man. It's got a nice groove to it, I believe. What about the Migos? How you like their music?
The Migos.
Everybody's been rocking with the Migos lately, man. I know you hear their songs, man.
Not at all, bro.
Your kids not saying the Migos around you?
Nah, they be into old school like Celia Cruz. They like the old throwback stuff, you know, because we only listen to really throwback music around now. Those two, I'll take that back because she knows a lot of music. I don't know where she pick it up from. But she know a lot of songs by heart.
Oh, snap. This joint is on Wikipedia.
Yeah, about the Bear Grease?
Yeah.
Man, I ain't gonna steer you wrong, bro.
Bear's Grease was a popular treatment for men with hair loss from at least as early as 1653 until about the First War. The myth of its effectiveness is based on belief that as bears are very hairy that would assess hair growth in others. The English blah blah blah
blah blah blah, blah.
Mystic.
I wasn't talking about the English people though. I'm talking about brothers.
They got the Native American use.
Yeah.
Use of bear's grease among the Native Americans on the hair to make it shinier was widespread. Other popular substances included deer marrow and raccoon fat. Mm-hmm. In the Northeast tribes of the Sauk, Huron, and Delaware, the daily use of bear grease on their hair was popular among both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Men in the Dakota Sauk and Cow tribes also regularly used bear's grease. Benjamin West, who was one of the early American fine artists, said he was taught how to make paint as a child by a Native American friend who showed him how paint could be made by mixing clay with bear grease.
Man, you know how many numbers I still know by heart? Like, I know your number by heart. I know, like, five or six of my homies' numbers by heart. All my cousins in Connecticut. I don't let this technology dumb me down, man. Because that's all it does. Like, you got to step away from things and keep doing stuff. Like, I be correcting my kids so much just on common sense stuff.
Common sense.
Like, what are you doing? Like, won't you just do this and it just be the simplest thing? And they just don't get the concept of connecting it no more. And I just was like, what is going on? It's got to be this technology. That's why I don't like being all in front of no computer screen for too long, no video game, TV, nothing. Like, I just be trying to keep my brain so my body don't fall apart, because that's all it's doing. It's making dudes
so
lazy.
Electronic stuff around me right now. I can't stop touching it either, man.
Yeah, and that's so not good for you, man. That shit has got like these heavy Wi-Fi signals coming out. That shit, you should see what Wi-Fi does to the body. It causes cancer so quick, and all these mutations in your cells.
Oh my
And then just being in front of AC stuff, is that's called electromagnetic toxicity, because your body is DC. You direct current. Your head is negative. Well, actually, half of your body's negative, the other half is positive.
Yeah.
But you could also perceive it as the hands and the feet being negative. Those are your outlets, and the head being positive. So when you, that's like a battery you put in your remote. AC is all your electronic devices, which is plus, minus, plus, minus, plus, minus, plus, minus, real fast. Mm-hmm. It's an alternating current. You're a direct current.
Yeah.
When that alternating current hits this direct current body, yeah, you got one that's flowing straight. And another one is jagged.
Okay.
When you intersect the two, the one that's straight is impossible for it to stay straight because it's got all of this. So it, your heart, let's say, is V103. When that shit hits it, it's 103.1. You can barely hear the radio station just by them two little, that one little turn. Your heart is not beating right no more. Oh, man. Your brain frequency is supposed to be at 97.5. And then that damn AC hit that shit, and that shit turns it down to 97.3. You can't hear nothing but static. And then the more shit you turn on, it keeps knocking the points down. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is no joke, man. And that shit is hard to detox that because your body don't understand artificial toxins. Like, it's hard to get rid of chemical toxins. Or the best way to get rid of them is to run them out. That's why people sit in saunas and go exercise and get a good sweat. That's the best way to get out chemical poison. But electromagnetic poisoning and emotional poisoning, and that shit is some hard shit to get rid of, boy.
Hold on. So if, let's say, hypothetically, or whatever, if I start working out, mm-hmm, like really physically going for it in a good, healthy type of way.
That's an investment.
Well, will that have my inner cells in my body living a better life amongst themselves or something?
Of course, because when you exercise, you release chemicals. Okay. Your brain starts to spit out chemicals. It's just like when you don't exercise. Your brain is basically saying, this body don't really want to do shit, so let me start killing it off some. Because you feel like you just... ain't no motion to it.
Oh,
so it lets cortisol and all of these heavy hormones that make your body go out of whack. You start retaining fat and all this other stuff. But if you're in motion, yeah, but if you're in motion, but it's about that sweating.
It's not about... You can't fake the funk with that.
You can't, yeah. It ain't no beating that up.
It takes a lot more for some people to sweat than others.
Yeah, that's because a lot of people got diabetes and they don't know it. Like, there's so many people out here with pre-diabetic or diabetic and don't even know they got that shit. Because it's just too much sugar in everything. It's too much sugar in everything. You can't eat a piece of bread.
Yeah, you tripping. You can't get away from that even if you try, especially when they switch over.
Whole Foods, that's how you get away from it.
Whole Foods, man. Them prices is up through there.
Not like the grocery store. I'm talking about like Whole Foods, like you know, vegetables, fruit, you know, fish.
Eating Whole Foods will get you through there.
Yeah, more cooked meals with healthy options that'll clean your body out, and then all of that stuff goes away anyway.
Okay. You know?
Like, I think humans are descendants of plants. There's something else. It's a second species that came that is not like
yeah, we would be rocking with plants a lot more. We could have made this be a great home for plants.
We are plants. We are not animals.
Plants and trees.
We can't be animals. Check this out. When you see a lion eat a buffalo, that lion has the power in his jaws and his claws to break the buffalo's neck, to bite through that tough-ass hide and eat that shit raw.
Okay.
Right the way it is, through fur and everything. They don't spit it out. They eating bugs and lice and whatever else, and then they get to the guts and devour the bowels. They have blood all over their face. Ain't nothing cooked. And they'll eat that. Yeah. You can't do that. You go try and go bite a dog skin off and see how far it gets you. More or less a cow or a buffalo. You can't even penetrate that without a knife.
Oh, my God.
Your canines is underdeveloped. You're not supposed to eat meat. And then if it was about you eating meat, what they say? If a man eats meat all the time, you're just killing yourself. If you made out of
they
flesh.
Say that? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that just makes sense. You can't eat meat all the time and think you're going to stay healthy. Meat
just
is so.
Eat nothing but meat. No vegetables, nothing.
Yeah. Like, some people live like that, but they be real unhealthy. Trust me. They might be thick. And they look, you know, husky and big bone, or, you know, quote unquote big bone. Them niggas be unhealthy.
What if they don't look like that and they eat like that?
I mean, it's possible. True.
But regardless,
hello.